Welcome back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm BlackEnterprise.com Editor-in-Chief Alfred Edmond Jr. We bring you a dynamic businesswoman who is one of the top African-American executives in entertainment television, Deborah Lee. This woman is the driving force behind the growth and success of BET. It started in 1986 when she joined BET as General Counsel and Vice President of their Legal Affairs Department. Needless to say, she's been making moves and climbing the ladder of success ever since. Today, Lee serves as Chief Executive Officer of BET Holdings, the parent company for Black Entertainment Television. It stands as one of the most watched cable networks in the country, and BET Holdings was the very first Black-owned company to be traded on the New York Stock Exchange. For most of that, the credit goes to Deborah Lee. Bob Johnson, who founded BET, says that Lee has been the architect with him in building and branding the first television network created for African Americans. Lee guided much of the cable network's growth in ratings, viewership, and revenue. So that's why you've seen her in the pages of Ebony, Essence, O, Business Week, Forbes, USA Today, and of course, Black Enterprise. Today, she's at the roundtable to talk with Angelique Westerfield. Following Angelique's report, we'll hear this week's inspiration and motivation from the millionaire at the roundtable, author, entrepreneurial icon, and motivational speaker, Farah Gray. Angelique?
Thanks, Alfred. Deborah Lee began her tenure at Black Entertainment Television in 1986. Since then, she's held many leadership positions, including Executive Vice President and General Counsel of the Legal Affairs Department, Vice President of Strategic Business Development, and Chief Operating Officer. Now Lee is taking BET to new heights. In January 2006, she succeeded the company's legendary founder, Bob Johnson, as Chief Executive Officer and established specific goals for the growth and development of a cable network that was designed by and for African Americans.
The thing that was most important to me was to develop BET as a great content company. Because of the internet and multi-platform and the international distribution, that my goal was to really own our own content and to create great original content that our community and our audience would enjoy. Programming is expensive and it's also risky because it's not an exact science, and you know, you never know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And the more original programming you create, also the more you have to spend on marketing, which is also expensive because you want to get new people to the channel.
BET now has over 90 million subscribers in the UK, Africa, Caribbean, and the United States. But like many long-standing companies, even BET has had to adjust its business model in order to grow and thrive.
In 2000, as Bob Johnson was making the decision of what he wanted to do going forward, and the future of BET, and there was so much consolidation in the media space that it was clear that it was not healthy for BET to remain a standalone cable company, that there were so many larger media conglomerates, and that as you continue to have to negotiate with cable operators, that the company needed more leverage. And as we dealt with advertisers and as we tried to do more original programming, there were a lot of benefits of being part of a larger major media company.
In 2001, major media conglomerate Viacom purchased BET for $3 billion. This move created a business model that opened doors to new markets while still allowing BET to maintain its original management and content control.
One thing that's important to Black companies is to be able to grow and to diversify and to use all the capital markets and all different kind of capital structures in order to grow. And I'm still a firm believer that Black ownership is important, and BET would have never been able to get to the place it is today without going through that period of time where it was owned by Bob Johnson. But I think as you see what we're doing today and our ability to grow, our ability to get long-term deals with cable operators and spend more money and do more creative deals on the programming side, it was really a great thing for BET to do at that time.
Lee and her team at BET have now tapped into larger pockets of the African American market. In January 2010, BET launched its sister cable station, Centric.
Centric is a outgrowth of a channel we had before called BETJ and VH1 Soul. We decided to combine those two channels and create a channel that was targeted to an older African-American audience, 25 to 54, and to make it more than just music, do more lifestyle programming and more original programming.
Deborah Lee has spent over 20 years molding and growing a company that many remember as a small dream. She is one of the highest-ranking African-American female media executives executives in the country. And Lee is often credited for leading BET and becoming the first black company to be traded on the New York Stock Exchange. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.
Thanks, Farah. And Angelique, thank you for that great story. BET is a brand that is well known not just in the African-American community, but throughout the country and all over the world. Your brand is what sets you apart from the competition, and it lets the world know exactly what you intend to deliver. Up next at the roundtable, we talk with Richard Abraham Rugnow, who is the Senior Manager of Government Relations and Global Diversity for Yum Brands. Recently, we ran across an editorial written by Rugnow about how entrepreneurs need to forget the hype and understand that creating your own brand is an art, not a science. Rugnow has been featured in business and leadership magazines across the country. He's also been a key speaker at the Black Enterprise Entrepreneurs Conference. Today, Rugnow stops by the roundtable to give us the how-tos of building your own business brand. UBR executive producer Takoya Kennedy has more.
Thanks, Alfred. Personal branding is not always an easy concept for entrepreneurs to grasp. In fact, it can be downright tricky. Yet it is a critical component to a successful career and a successful enterprise. That's according to Richard Abraham Rugnow, Senior Manager of Government Relations and Global Diversity for Yum Brands, the world's largest restaurant company. Rugnow recently wrote an article where he says, "We need to forget the hype because personal branding is more of an art than science."
Personal branding is not about the how-tos. It's really about the art of building relationships and the art of expanding your network. It's about how do you bring your personal self alive every day, whether it's at your place of work or at your place of business, at your school. It's what do I want to be known for or known as, and how do I make that come to light every
day? To help that come to light, entrepreneurs will have to make branding more personal and create a oneness. It's what Rugnow calls iBrand, your strategic and deliberate uniqueness that delivers a specific message to the world around you.
I think there's so many people that are out there that are experts, you know, or claim to be experts of personal branding. And for me, it's really about the I. It's about me. It's about my brand. And so it was just a kind of a way for me to be creative, but for something for me to stick in my head is, you know, I is my brand. And, you know, sometimes the brand will get a little blemishes. Sometimes it might need some, you know, marketing. Sometimes it might need some crisis management.
Rugnow says you have to tune out others' perceptions and put specific changes into motion. The first step would be awareness, becoming more conscious of what is preventing you from realizing your professional goals. The next step is to ask, so what? This is for those who want to redesign and polish their iBrand. The final step is to ask, now what? With new information, what are you going to do next? And for young professionals and entrepreneurs, it doesn't stop there.
One thing that I would highly suggest is that you become your own PR agent, but not in a way that becomes self-serving. Secondly, entrepreneurs should learn to create a process within your company where you recognize people. Leaders are essentially guiding people. They're coaches. And if you can learn the skill and the art of coaching people, it could even be young people as mentors, as a mentor, I think that goes a long way. And then third, I would suggest that you create your own kind of consumer insights group. So these would be your personal board of directors. Some people call it, you know, your crew, but the people who are going to have your back but are also going to keep it real. That also means that you have a responsibility, and that is to be open to the feedback, because you can't hold the mirror in front of you. Someone has to hold the mirror for you in order for you to see really, you know, what's right and some things that perhaps can be enhanced.
The journey of personal branding and creating your iBrand will have its hazard signs and roadblocks, but it's always about creating and leaving your mark and having an impact, which brings us to this week's lesson of Watch Your Business.
Whatever your space is, if you're in the space of creating or providing X service, then it's important for you to understand who your competitors are and what they're doing. and then ask yourself, how do you not only do it even better, but take it a step further? So what you want to do is you don't want to create something new, but you want to create an alternative. And it's the alternative that further defines your brand, both your personal brand or defines your company. There's a lot of noise out there, and so all of us have got to work to really strengthen our I brand to the extent that people notice us. And it's not always about how to be flashy. It can be very simple, but yet can make a big impact.
For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Tekoya Kennedy. Back to you, Alfred.
Thanks, Tekoya. Up next, your patient investor report from Qua of Ariel Investments.